7:15 Monday morning, March 29th. We're back from spring break. And let's muse in the news with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
I have to admit, I was hit pretty hard by a notable celebrity death over the weekend when I got the text that Larry McMurtry had passed away at the age of 84. And I can't quite figure out why this hit me so hard. I was, of course, a huge fan of his work, and he is the greatest writer to come out of Texas. Just how prolific he was. Good Lord. This is the man who wrote Lonesome Dove, Terms of Endearment, The Last Picture Show. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
How many great works he's written. I mean, he wrote over 30 novels, wrote over 30 screenplays, including the screenplay to Brokeback Mountain, for which he won an Academy Award back in 2006. And he famously went to the award show in a tux above the waist, but blue jeans and boots below the waist. And he didn't do that for any sartorial fashion reason. He just went there, he said, because he was trying to be comfortable, because he hated going in the first place. And you had to arrive at the ceremony at like 3 p.m. and sit for hours.
I know you went to that bookstore in Archer City. Did you ever run into him?
Yeah, sure did.
That's what I thought.
Sure did. It was when the Cowboys were doing training camp in Wichita Falls, and I made the day trip out to Archer City, which is where Larry McMurtry was from, where he grew up. And he later bought up basically the whole town square to house his book collection. He had a bookstore there called Booked Up, Inc. And it was in up to 6 warehouses at one point. He later pared it down to 4, and I think he later got it down to 2.
Still there?
When he sold them. Yeah, it's still there. And it was like around the time Eudora Welty had died. I remembered that. And she had passed away, and I thought, you know, I'm going to drive out to Booked Up and buy a Eudora Welty book. She was a great Southern writer from Mississippi. And I went out to Archer City, and I was wandering through these warehouses of books, which were just deserted. I mean, Archer City's a very small town. So you go out to the bookstore, and you can be in a warehouse, basically an airplane hangar full of books, and you're the only one in there. Well, I was in there and trying to find what I was looking for, and there was only one other person in there, and I rounded the corner because I hear somebody, and there was Larry standing on top of a stepladder shelving books. Wow. And I asked him, hey, you know, I told him, hey, Eudora Welty died, and I'm looking for Eudora Welty, and he led me to where to find Eudora Welty.
That's great.
Yeah, that was the only time I ever interfaced with him.
You didn't tell him how great you thought he was, or?
No, I didn't beat him down or asked him how big a fan he was of the ticket or anything like that.
I remember maybe that same summer you and I drove out to Archer City. You wanted to show me the store, I guess. And you also showed me his house. He bought like the biggest house in Archer City.
Yeah.
Lived there most of the time, right?
Yeah, he did. He was, you know, Larry had an interesting life. He would make a circuit around the United States. He would rent. I always heard he rented a Cadillac, but I was reading in Skip Hollandsworth's piece that it was a Lincoln Continental. But Larry loved to drive. He loved driving the highways and just having that time alone and just thinking. And so he would make the circuit around and travel and visit friends like in Washington, D.C., and then he'd come back down around and visit people across the country that he knew and end up in, I think, out there in California. And then he'd just drop off the rental car and not return it to where he rented it from, which he'd just pay the price. But so he would live with friends for months at a time, sometimes years at a time. I know when he had his open heart surgery, he ended up in, I think, Tucson, staying on the couch of a friend there, and he ended up staying for years. But Larry McMurtry passing away at the age of 84, and I read in the New York Times that he did pass away at his home in Archer City of congestive heart failure. A huge loss for Texas. I mean, he really put Texas on the literary map. And he had a love-hate relationship with Archer City. And there for a while, they had one with him after Last Picture Show comes out, which was one of his, among his first few novels. And they made that famous movie about it, and they filmed that movie in Archer City. You ever seen it? With a young Jeff Bridges and a young Sybil Shepherd?
No, I never have.
Directed by Peter Bogdanovich.
And so the people at Archer City thought that made them look too country,
Well, just kind of look bad in some sense, but they eventually came to embrace Larry and what he had done for that town and and putting it on the map. And he was an eccentric guy. Larry Richard was very eccentric, and he was very, I don't know, he wasn't very sentimental, and he didn't tolerate a lot of BS. He was very direct. He was an interesting character.
Mm-hmm. Have you reached out to his son, James?
You know what's crazy? Is over the years, I've texted James several times, like once every 2 years, maybe. I would get a hankering to text James and just tell him, you know, hey, I was just thinking about you, and particularly over these last few years when I knew his father was in poor health, and saying, you know, hey, I hope your dad's doing well. I lost my parents, and I know your dad's ailing, just thinking about you, so on. I sent several sweet messages over the years. Finally, this past year, I got a message back. It said, hey, dude, I think I need to tell you, man. I have no idea what you're talking about. And I think you have the wrong number. So, for the past 15 years...
You've been sending all these heartfelt messages.
Yes, I've been texting James, and I never hear back from him.
Some guy in Chicago's going, man, who is this guy?
And finally, the dude said, hey, dude, it's a very sweet message you sent, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, at least you know James wasn't ignoring you.
Yeah, I guess that's the upside there. On that, but Larry McMurtry passing away at the age of 84, and we're going to talk with Skip Hollinsworth at 9:15 today.
Awesome.
Skip did a long piece with Larry, of course, in the Texas Monthly. He's done a piece on Larry then, and Skip has known Larry since 1970 is when he first met Larry.
Wow.
And so Skip's going to join us at 9:15 to talk about Larry McMurtry and his legacy and his impact on Texas and his memories of Larry. I know that Skip was the one who hosted the Q&A with Larry just a few years ago in downtown Dallas. So Skip joins us at 9:15. Don't miss that, because Larry McMurtry really was huge for Texas. And Lonesome Dove is one of the greatest novels of all time, in my opinion. I was just talking to my brother yesterday. He says that my brother swears that he has read Lonesome Dove front to back at least 30 times.
Really?
And wow. He always returns to it and always reads it.
Wow. You know what? In honor of Larry, I'm going to make that my book for the month of April.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never read it.
Uh-oh. It's like 843 pages.
It is?
You better block off April and May.
And June.
It's great. Did you ever watch the miniseries?
No, never saw that.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's so good.
What should I do, book or miniseries? Miniseries would be easier, it sounds like.
Yeah, it definitely would be easier, but you get a lot more stuff, and they're both great.
Okay.
They're both fantastic. And remember, we talked about this, it seems like about a year ago, about how is Lonesome Dove like a guy thing, because it's a Western, and it's about men, and... But we heard from so many women who love
Lonesome
Dove. So
beautifully done, that, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely love it. So I think it appeals to everyone.
843 pages. Yeah. Good God.
You can do it.
You know it.
I can do it.
It's just, so good.
I have a psychological thing about anything over about 350 pages. Yeah, and this is like more than double that.
Yeah. Well, just consider it three different books.
Okay.
And you'll be fine.
All right.
You'll be fine. So we had that huge notable passing. And we also had another literary passing that happened at the same time. And Larry, of course, knocked this person down to the small print. But Beverly Cleary passed away at the age of 104. Do y'all remember the Beverly Cleary books when we were growing up? Henry and Ribsy, Ribsy the dog, Beezus and Ramona. Okay.
Vaguely. We never had any of them, but I remember them.
Her books were so huge, and I loved them. I loved her storytelling. It made me really fall in love with just stories. And I remember my fourth grade teacher, Miss Guild. God, I loved her because she got me really interested in science and also stories, because we would come back from after lunch and it was Mrs. Guild would read to us a novel. And I remember she read Island of the Blue Dolphins, and that's not a Beverly Cleary book. And then she read us Ribsy. Which was Beverly Cleary.
Oh, Ribsy.
Oh, so good. I was so fascinated by it. And all the other kids, a lot of them, half of them would just put their head down on their desk and take a nap after lunch.
But
I got so engrossed in the story was fascinating.
Ribsy sounds like the SID at La Tech. Look at old Ribsy.
Yeah, look at old Ribsy over there.
Ribsy was a dog.
Oh.
Okay. But Beverly Cleary passing away at the age of 104. God, my voice is going. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Allergies.
She was 104. That's amazing.
I bet she could have shot 103 on the Prez at Brookhaven.
Stop making old people
quit
play
trying
golf.
To get them out of their wheelchair and on a golf course.
You don't know she was in
for
a
some bit.
Also passing away. This was towards the beginning of our vacation. Did we talk about Elgin Baylor passing away?
We're going to do that in 10 minutes.
Okay.
We're going to hit all the big sports deaths coming up in 10 minutes.
Yes, as we had quite a few of them. But he passed away at the age of 86. Listen in 10 minutes for more on that. Then we had a notable actor passing away. An actor that only had one movie credit. And that movie credit was Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. He was the son, the older son of Will Ferrell in that movie. He was only 13 when he played that role, and that's the only role he ever had. Houston Tumlin was his name, and he passed away at the age of 28 in his home in Pelham, Alabama. He died of a self-inflicted wound. But he was great in that movie.
Those kids were so out of control.
So out of control. The way they treated Chip.
The way they talked.
Wasn't Chip the
grandfather? Or?
Yeah, he was their grandfather, but yeah. He was the wife's father, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It wasn't Will Ferrell's dad.
Right.
Oh, Chip. Those kids were so good in that, and Houston Tumlin was great in that. He was the older one. But passes away at the age of 28.
Why didn't he get any other acting jobs?
I don't know that he was interested in it. After that movie, he
probably should have done it. He
moved back home and graduated high school and went into the Army. Yeah. So he went into the military. And that's what he did. Military instead of being a Hollywood star. I know that doesn't compute in your mind, Craig, because you're all about fame. And
well, maybe he worked his way up to general.
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think there's ever 28. Been... Has there ever been a 28-year-old general?
That's a good question. Youngest general ever. Once again, I'm Googling something during Muse and
probably
the
News. A shooting guard for the Washington generals.
No. Not talking about that kind of general.
Galusha Pennypacker.
That sounds Civil like it's War. From the 1800s.
Brigadier general in the U.S. Army at the age of 20.
Well, okay.
He remains the only general too young to vote.
What year was this?
Civil
Stand
War?
By. This was...
What was the name again?
Civil War.
Yes. Date him just by the name?
George is right, during the Civil War.
Yeah.
Galusha Pennypacker.
You don't know that he sucked. He may have been brilliant
at
the age of 20.
During the Civil War, didn't they really rapidly
they had
promote
panic,
guys?
Yeah, they had, okay, we need generals. Let's get old Pennypacker over there.
Because everyone was getting killed.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just from a bullet. They'd scrape themselves on a thorn and die of gangrene.
Mm-hmm. I predict.
And it was like, all right, get another general.
We are 30 seconds away from Galusha Pennypacker having his own Twitter account and tweeting us.
Galusha Pennypacker.
And you stopped checking him into a basketball game there. I see what you're doing over there. And remember I told you in the ODEC today about how Gus the Tortoise is still hanging around the Muser bunker every once in a while.
Hanging around Dallas just a little bit.
Still hanging around the bunker every once in a while. Well, there was this story that I saw over the break, and it was a little bit of an older news story, but it was interesting. As it got about a guy named Holland Coakley, 85-year-old dude, was walking in the woods near his home in Pennsylvania, and he notices that his dog was poking around something and realizes it was a turtle. Well, he goes over and he looks at the turtle. He turns the turtle over, and on the bottom of the turtle, which this is not okay to do, but it's what some people did way back in the day, it said, it had the initials JC, and it wasn't for Jesus Christ. It was for Jeff Coakley, and the year 1965 written in there, and it was his son, this 85-year-old man's son, carved his initials on the bottom of this turtle when he was 13 years old. And here it was 47 years later, and the dad finds this turtle out in the woods with his son's initials in it and the year 1965 in there.
Whoa.
Isn't that amazing? Those turtles, they say, can live possibly up to 100 years. a box turtle.
Did he really have to use a knife to engrave it? Could he just paint it on there?
Had they not invented Sharpies that time? I mean, it's permanent, right? I mean, come on. So that's the little happy story that I wanted to end with there. All right, birthdays today. We have comedian Eric Idle turning 78.
Genius.
Has he ever done anything that was genius?
Yes.
Everything.
Was he good in Life of Brian?
Yes.
What a perfect way to end that movie with that great Eric Idle song, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. As everyone who's up on crucifixes, they're up on crosses, and all of them can't resist the jaunty tune and have to sing along and tap their toes to it. Vangelis, the guy who wrote Chariots of Fire, 78.
Confusing name.
You hate that song?
I thought it was really overrated. I thought, listen to this beautiful theme for this movie.
Isn't that movie a little overrated?
Bung, 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 bung. Kind of like the Paul McCartney Christmas song. That's my Paul McCartney Christmas song.
Okay, yes. So you acknowledge at the beginning of the Paul McCartney.
I like Paul McCartney. This thing is, I don't know.
Here we go. This is like the Rocky theme, though, Giorgio.
No, it's not. That's what everyone said, and it wasn't. It put me to sleep.
People still will put this on like a running in slow motion montage.
NFL films better.
Crank it up.
Does that inspire you to do anything athletically?
Yes.
What, sleep?
It makes you want to move very slowly.
Like a tortoise.
Comedian Amy Sedaris is 60 years of age. Elle McPherson is 58.
You bet.
Do we have her in studio? Who was it we had in studio?
It was one of those SI models.
Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
Oh.
And what did Gordon do?
Sniffed her chair.
Whoa.
After she left, second, she sure
dude.
Did.
Dude.
Two witnesses. And what? Probably Fernando saw it too.
That is a lie.
It was Anna Kournikova.
Oh. Whoa! Oh! Stop it!
Can't stand. Can't stand.
Play that again.
Can't stand. Can't stand.
John Popper of Blues Traveler is 54.
Thumb stomach.
Lucy Lawless. He's accomplished a little bit more than just a thumb stomach.
That every year.
Lucy Lawless is 53. Regina Lee of Regina is 53. Earl Campbell, 66.
Greatness. Tyler Rose.
The Sausage King of Chicago.
Oh, that was Abe Froman.
Oh. How do you remember that? How is that so quickly accessed by your brain? Clyde Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Is 76.
Greatness.
Denny McClain is 77.
Greatness. Last 30-game winner in the majors?
Yeah.
You sound very sure of that.
Pretty sure that's right.
And now you're up to date.
All right, that's Muse, 7:33 on the ticket. Coming up in just 3 minutes, notable sports deaths while we were away, including someone my mom went to college with. But first, let's tell you about All Pro Foundation Repair.